True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rodgers downfield looking for Austin, picked off by Kobe Bryant. Number 8 picks off number 8. And down across the 45-yard line.
No, it's week 2. Come on now. Come on. Come on. It's week 2. I mean, like, it's good for us. Last week, probably there were some people who were feeling pretty good because everybody outside the building is talking about how great we were on offense and 34 points. That's the lead. You can't ride the highs or ride the lows. You know, you gotta refocus every single week and be a professional. And it starts with the practice and the preparation. So we just get a chance to reset. Take a look at what we did last week, what worked, what didn't work. From the preparation standpoint, do better next week.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Temperatures will be in the 70s tonight as the Pirates start their final homestand against the Cubs. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. All right, that was Aaron Rodgers doing his Steelers version of R-E-L-A-X, relax, by saying it's week 2. This is probably good for us that we were put in our place here. I will correct him on something. No one was saying, hey, look how great the Steelers' offense was against the Jets. People were saying you, Aaron Rodgers, were great against the Jets. The offensive line was putrid in protecting him, and they averaged fewer than 3 yards a run. So it was mostly about him, a little bit about Arthur Smith and Calvin Austin and DK Metcalf had big games. Come back down to earth here in this game. They did not the entire game have a touchdown drive where they handled their own business. The only time they punched it in was when they got a super short field because of that interception and run by Nick Herbig. Seattle has a very good defensive line, and they had injuries in their secondary, and they still struggled. Their offense reminded me of their offense in the Pickett-Trubisky era, which was, you know what, just get the ball to Jaylen Warren and hope he does something good. He was their leading receiver and rusher yesterday. 2 weeks into the season, Malzi, Jaylen Warren is their leading receiver. He's got more receiving yards than DK Metcalf or anybody else.
Wasn't his 65-yard catch and run the longest pass play in the league thus far this year? I think it was.
The whole league?
Yeah, I think they said that on the broadcast yesterday. I mean, yeah, that is not an offense, Pony. That is hoping.
I thought Rodgers was okay.
The throw to Freiermuth on the run where Jones from the backside was unable to keep Rodgers from getting smoked at the end of it was a great throw and a great catch. I think if Austin doesn't screw up his route or catches the ball, either or, mm-hmm. I think that's one that's like a highlight reel touchdown. Old guy slings one into a very tight window because the ball was online.
Yep.
And I think, honestly, if Caleb Johnson doesn't, you know, blunder his way into one of the all-time worst plays, there's a very good chance that they like sneak out of there with a win. But he's not like the you started this with the Aaron Rodgers who used to do R-E-L-A-X to Packers fans. That dude was winning MVP awards. Even if he was better than the stats indicated in this game, the last interception, whatever. I don't really care that much about that one. The game was already decided by then. He's not that dude. So, like, to me, the upshot here or the point is he might not be playing that poorly, but they can't rely on him to single-handedly drag them to wins when the rest of the team is not playing complimentary ball.
Which was never the idea in the first place.
Right, but like I think like you can say he didn't play that bad of a game and the stats tell a little bit of a lie, and you're probably being right, but that doesn't really do much to put me at ease because there are so many other issues.
The plan was supposed to be you've got a great defense.
The plan was supposed to be you run the effing ball and he can run a bunch of play-action stuff because he's not getting touched. That was what the plan was.
Well, I don't like the Mike Tomlin play defense and run the ball plan necessarily, but hell, it worked for Philly last year. Well, so who am I to judge?
It was supposed to be a facsimile, though, with a much less mobile quarterback, I think, of Arthur Smith's best offenses.
Well, I just brought Philly up. I do think that that's what they're... obviously, everyone will say this now because they won last year's Super Bowl, but that was what Pittsburgh was trying to do before the Eagles even won the Super Bowl. That's why Weidel's here. They're trying to become an elite team on the offensive and defensive lines, and they're far from it. And everything from there... It's like everything it touches, everything that spawns off of that rots or goes to hell. They have no run game to speak of. They really can't protect Rodgers in the first place. So the way to get around that is to have him get rid of the ball super fast. He's getting rid of the ball faster than any quarterback in the league, and yet he's still on pace to get sacked 60 times this year. Imagine if he was just middle of the pack in time to throw the ball.
I mean, he might be lying unconscious on the turf at
right.
that point. Yeah, they had Broderick Jones progressed from unplayable to merely mediocre yesterday.
And Fautanu got worse.
Fautanu was much worse. I actually thought Jones was the better of the two younger tackles that they had.
And Sayamalu was making too much money.
McCormick was bad. I thought the only offensive lineman that played reasonably well was Frazier. The PFF grade's not that they're the be-all, end-all. Tend to back that up. He was the only one who graded out positively. The rest of them, I thought, were pretty bad.
And this wide receiver, too, Calvin Austin, everyone sang his praises last week, me included. Oh, maybe they don't need Tyreek Hill. Oh, maybe this whole thing, they were right. They were telling the truth. There's a reason to have confidence in these guys. We don't need help from the outside. We got this. They doubled DK Metcalf to the point where he was completely invisible and taken out of the game when he wasn't dropping balls or fighting with former teammates. And the one time his fingerprints were on this game, Calvin Austin, he ran the wrong route that turned a touchdown into an interception. So, yeah, I still think they need a Tyreek Hill or somebody like that in this offense. And I'm not even sure that even will make a difference in the end because you can't block. You can't run block. You can't pass protect.
I mean, you'd feel...
That's kind of a problem, especially, Chris, when other than McCormick, who was a day three pick... Everybody else is a pedigreed offensive lineman.
Correct.
Two first-round tackles. One of the highest-paid guards in the league. A second-round center that has everybody buzzing about, like, what a great player he could be. The next in line with Dawson and Pouncey and Webster.
You invested in this part of the team because that's what really good teams do, and you've so far not seen the return on that investment. And this is one where I would say, what does Pat Meyer do here? Like, what is Pat Meyer's redeeming quality as a coach? Certainly there's got to be somebody out there who can get through maybe to Broderick Jones more regularly, although Jones, this is like damning with the faintest of praise of all those guys who are willing to talk, seems to call it like it is the most.
His success story is Frazier to this point, a second-round pick who looks like or did look like.
They're supposed to get better, is my point, Pony, through the year as games go on. If you stay healthy as a cohesive five-man unit, in theory you should all get better. You're communicating better. You're just in sync more often. And really only for a brief part of Pat Meyer's tenure here did that look true. That in Jones's rookie year, do you remember when they could actually run the ball a little bit?
Yeah, that was in the second half of that season.
Right. They kind of looked like they were figuring it out, and then it's just been right back to square one again, man.
412-928-9370. Let's hear Aaron Rodgers on the offensive line.
You have to look at the film. I'm not trying to take a lot of shots. I felt like I was moving a little bit better today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But, you know, we got to protect it up. I get the ball out. We got to get open on time. So sometimes the coverage dictates holding on to the ball a little bit longer. But it's on all of us. I got to get rid of the ball. We got to get open. We got to hang on up front.
412-928-9370. Promised calls. Let's get back to them. Here is Fred on the fan. Hello, Fred.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
I believe that the problem is the coaching. Starts with Mike Tomlin through everybody else. This has been an issue for the longest time. I've been saying it since 2010 that Tomlin's never going to get this team back to the Super Bowl.
So after they lost the Super Bowl to Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, you immediately said, this coach sucks, we're never going to get back there with him?
Pretty much, yeah.
And what did he do back then that made you think that he was not cut out for the job?
Exactly what he's doing now. I mean, this team.
Well, yes, but those teams were
exactly
winning a lot. Those teams were winning a lot back then. So I'm just surprised that you were that far ahead of the game on it. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, you could pretty much tell. I mean,
back then,
you know,
when they lost the Super Bowl to Aaron Rodgers, you could tell that they were a poorly coached team.
Yeah. Well, when they lost in the playoffs to Tim Tebow and the Broncos, and you know the. You could just see it.
Thank you, Fred. They went to an AFC championship game after that. They got killed. They got murdered by New England, and the defense was not the best during those years.
I'm not really in the mood to defend Mike a bunch, but...
Yeah, me neither.
The Super Bowl 45 loss featured Rodgers like in the prime of his career, at like the apex of his powers, making admittedly some throws and some plays that like you just have to tip your cap to some extent.
And that was also during a time in which the way that the Steelers, I think, allowed for the assistants to coach the team was better. You had Arians on offense and you had LeBeau on defense. And I'm not saying Mike just got out of the way and did nothing, was a figurehead coach, but he had two highly thought of, well-respected assistant coaches, a veteran team. He was more of probably a CEO coach back then.
Which there's, now, by the way, there is nothing wrong with being a CEO coach.
Yeah.
Dan Campbell is probably one of the most well-liked and respected coaches in the league right now. He was a CEO coach and still is.
Nick Sirianni's a CEO coach. He doesn't call plays.
Right. It's not a bad thing. Like, and if I would have given Mike so much credit if he had, once he got Flores in the building, said to Art, well, from moment one said, I'm not going to have you run the defense immediately because you have to get up to speed. It like makes sense that you would like gradually assume the duties. But then said to Art, don't let this guy leave. I'll surrender play calling, get Terrell Austin out of there, make him the DC, and I will actually let him do the job because they'd be better.
Fred left the station to get to the destination much earlier than I did. But we're in the same spot now. I do not think they're going to win a playoff game this year with Tomlin.
All right.
and I do not think they'll ever compete for a Super Bowl with him again.
So I do disagree with you in one sense, though. I don't think they'll ever win a playoff game with him again.
Again.
I don't think
it's over.
I don't think he will win another playoff game for as long as he's here. And you might say, well, that's pretty extreme, Mulzy, and you've defended the guy longer than most people at the station, but look at the body of evidence. They haven't won one spanning an era spanning now the end of Roethlisberger as a really good quarterback, some times with Ben where he still, like, on guile and veteran sort of know-how could get them to the playoffs, with a first-round pick quarterback, a former number two overall, another former first-rounder, a Super Bowl winner, and now a four-time MVP and Super Bowl winner. They look no closer to being able to beat any AFC playoff caliber team than they were 7 or 8 years ago. So why would I think that suddenly a guy who one of his biggest flaws is being able to trust young players at the position to actually play the position and to like hire really good people to surround himself? Why would he start doing any of those things now that would lead potentially to the Steelers winning a playoff game?
Man, are they missing a golden opportunity, I feel like, this year. Already it's broken in their direction. You got the Jets in week one with a new quarterback. You survived that game. You should have beaten them by way more. You have Seattle. It's only Sam Darnold's second start as a Seahawk in a new offense. Their best defensive back is out. You lose that game. You should have been 2-0 or could have been 2-0. Now J.J. McCarthy's out for Minnesota. That could be another win. You've got Jake Browning now in Burrow. You're not going to see him at all this year. That should be two more wins. I mean, with everything.
Should be, but pretty reliably won't be.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can't in good faith say that any game right now that they play is a lock for them to win with the way their defense has performed for now 10 games going back to the midpoint of last year.
$160 million.
Here is our favorite stoner listener, Johnny and Farrell. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, man.
I'll be real quick and shut up because I really do respect your guys' opinions a lot. One, change the offense. I think it's simple. You saw it yesterday. You saw it with Ben when he had subpar lines. When you have a subpar line, what do? Do you fold? No. You adapt and overcome. No huddle. We did it yesterday, and then the show killer art, he slowed it back down. Not even just slowed it down. He took it all the way down to 2 seconds, 1 second. But the no huddle was working. And then on defense, I would just fire Austin and just Tomlin needs to swallow his pride and just run the LeBeau defense. We had the personnel for it. And then one last thing on special teams. Why are we conceding the 35-yard line or worse every time on a kickoff? And then we get it at the 22. But why? What are we doing wrong on kickoffs? What happens if you kick it out of the end zone? Where do they get it now?
35.
Oh, geez. So then we got to figure out a better way to get the ball before the 30.
May I suggest, Johnny, that they just don't have a 225-pound running back who does not appear to know the rules return kicks for them anymore.
I like the no huddle idea. That was
you can sprinkle it in.
That was when Ben's offense was at his best with Canada. That puts it more in Rodgers' hands. I like that. It also simplifies the defense that you're playing against. They can't make substitutions. They can't make adjustments.
Tires them out.
They've got to play exactly. They've got to play more of a base defense.
Probably also makes your offensive lines work easier because they're going against tired pass rushers if they're having successful plays. And I think it's always easier to backpedal and protect in a no huddle than it is to try to get after the passer. By the way, you know who we haven't heard from today in the YouTube comments, which have been all over the place. Adrian. You know why? Adrian predicted 37-10 Steelers.
Not the worst prediction I've heard with the final score for the losing team being a 10.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.